All right, let's continue with the Siman. The Siman we're up to is now Siman Kuf Tzadiches, Siman Chatzitza. As I mentioned, it's going to take quite a number of shurim to go through the different issues relating to Chatzitza. The issue we're up to today, it's the next Sif, the Sif Hey, is talking about hairs, which we touched upon, hairs on the head, and we'll see hairs on another part of the body. Well, that constitutes Chatzitza. We saw this briefly yesterday, but now we'll go into detail. The Gemara Nida, at the very bottom of Samos Zayin and Aleph, going over to Samos Zayin and Beis, is source number one. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Nima Achas Keshura Chotzetzes. You have one hair which is tied or knotted. That's considered a chatzitza. One strand of hair is tied or knotted is a chatzitza, because that can be done very tight, and the water does not go into where it's supposed to go. Though part of the hair that's in the section which is tied, so the water won't touch that. It's covered by the other strand of the other part of the same strand of hair. So nima achas chotzetzes, as Rashi explains on the bottom of Samazan and Alf source too, nima achas mehadka shapir, but chotzetzes can be very tight, and therefore it's a chatzitza. And then the top of the bay is back in source one. On the second one, shalosh enon chotzetzos. Shalosh, as Rashi says on the top of Psalms 9 and Beis 3, Rashi says, Shalosh lo mahatki. You know, with three hairs already, so the knot is not that tight, so the water can get in. It doesn't take that much water to get in, but one hair, it's a tight, you know, the one point of being tied, to the point where it's tied, that's an issue. Okay, and three is not. The question is two. What about two? We said one is a chatzitza, three is not a chatzitza. So he says, shtayim eni odea. And Rabbi Yochanan amar, ano elo el achas. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, one is and that's it. So anything other than one, including two, anything higher than one is not a problem. So claims Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so Rabbi Bar Huna wasn't sure, Rabbi Yochanan was. Okay. Just I want to add, I mentioned yesterday that this discussion about chatzitzas also comes up in Erevin. We saw this series in Erevin yesterday and Davdal. It's also in Sukkah. So Rashi adds something in Sukkah and Davdal but Aleph, source number four. I printed it, it doesn't say here in Nida. Rashi is Nimachas Tshura, points out Umakbid Olov. Okay, we're talking about well, your makbid on it. Then it's chotzetzes, the mehadik shapir. In other words, just reminding us, we talked about yesterday, that the only problem is, in other words, if it's a miyotah and you're not makbid, you have neither. So we saw the Rambam was l'chatchila trying to avoid that also. But in terms of ikar din, the gzer d'rabbanan was on either one, either the din minatorah is you need both rov and makbid. The din d'rabbanan is you have either one. Here you have neither. It's a miyotah and you're not makbid. If you have neither, so then it wouldn't be a problem. So that's why Rashi says over there in Sukkah, and the Aval Baral in source four, Nima Achas Kura Makbid Alav, Chotzetz, the Hadak Shaper, below Isla Bamaya, the water won't get in there. Or we look, come on, the Gazrin Al Miyuta HaMakbid. Okay, we explained that a Miyuta HaMakbid is not a problem. I mean, it is part of the Gzer Drabon. Okay, that's why Rashi stressed it has to be that you're Makbid. Then the next Rashi, Shalosh Ein Chotzetz, those Lufisha Seir Kosher, below Hadak Shaper, Isla Bamaya. Again, the hair has a certain thickness to it. So three strands of hair ready, we tie them together, knot them together, the water will be able to get in. Good. Anyway, how do we paskin about two? As we saw, three is not a problem, one is a problem. So how do we, and two, the Rabbi Bar Huna wasn't sure. The Yochanan says, no, ono en lo ela achas. How do we paskin? So this seems to be perhaps a machlokes rishonim. The Rashbor writes in the Bayis Arach in five, okay, first of all, it makes an important point. Amar Bar Huna, name achas, true achas, first, lam achas bilvad kama. The hum, the uta v'shen hum akbar. We're not talking about where the woman has, or if it's a man going to the river, we're talking about a woman here, where one particular strand of hair is knotted. What it means is, because that's for sure a miyut shein o makbid. Who cares about one knotted hair? Ela harbe saros kshuras achal al achas al achas. Many single strands of hair are knotted to itself. You follow? It's not that there's one particular strand of hair, that's for sure, but what the Rashbo is clarifying is we're not talking about one, there's not one hair total. Okay, that's for sure a miyut, and most people are not makbid, especially again, I touched on yesterday's question, whether it goes by her or it goes by Rav Olam, but one knotted hair is a lachor, a miyut, chain of makbid, for sure. We're talking about a case where there are many hairs like this. In other words, many single strands of hair are knotted, that already, Again, what happens with women are people with long hair, so you have to comb it out, right? You want to comb out the knots, especially if a person has curlier hair, so it tends to knot more easily, etc. So that's one thing which Rashi says is important. The discussion about one hair means you have many one hairs, right? It's not tight, and they're all could theoretically be tight. Okay, so that's what he says. Looking at Rashi 5, Amar Rav Bar Huna Nima Achas Kura Chotez Pirish Lav Achas Bilvad Kamar. That somebody is makbid. I mean, Rashi in Sukkah just stuck in the words of makbid. But the Rashbul here is elaborating, saying, why would you be makbid? You have many, many hairs. Again, they're all single strands, but many of the single strands are not, then it's a problem. All right, that's one point which is important to bear in mind. Shalosh enachot, so those fish enach kesher mahudak. The knot is not so tight. They have as many as three. They ain't no money, I'm in love with my mind. And it doesn't prevent the water from getting in there, I suppose. It's good. Shtaim en yoder, b'yuchar amar anar en alachas, ulechumra azlinen kedivei rabba barahuna. So Ashbor Paskins, we're makbid that two are chatzitza. We pass in the chumra, like Rabbi Barahuna, he wasn't sure, so we go to chumra. Even Rabbi Yochanan said only ano eno alachas, but shtaim are chotzitza. So claims the Ashbor. It looks like that from the Ran. Also, the Ran is on the Rif in Shabbos Chafav Medalef. Remember the page of the Rif. Remember yesterday the Sudha comes up in Shabbos because of the parallel between the concern of chatzitza and going out with such a interference in the hair and so on on Shabbos, some type of strands and ribbons and different things. Talked about yesterday. So the Ran comments on the Rif there in Shabbos. Chav Vav Mid Aleph on the page of the Rif. Modim Chacham 6. Okay. Piris Davka Barash Abonos Hu She'ein Ser Chotz that we should Eif Shal Ahad Koyofa. Avalikshor Nima Achas Ba'atzma. Tying one hair, again, he's talking about going out on Shabbos, but tying one hair to itself, one hair not in itself. Oh, Nima B'chaverta, or one hair to another. That's like one hair. It's one hair, hair A to hair B, but it's still single strands. Okay, then, Mishadkos Hein, B'ina Shana Mayim Nechasin Sham. Okay, and he quotes the Gemara in Nidu. All right, and Afilu Licho Chutin Eilu B'sar V'sar 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 Groups of hair, again, to put it, we talked about ribbons or ponytail holders and so on. He says it's okay. And he quotes Yerushalmi, and at the end of that rod, and he writes, "Shim kosha shtei nimin b'sholosh dinayu k'sholosh v'lo chaitzi." Okay, if two hairs are attached to three, then that's considered like three, and it's not a chatzit. The implication of that rod is that two by itself would be a chatzitza. I think that's what it looks to me like. The Ran called like that. But if two strands are tied to three, that's not a chatzitza, implying that if two and two, okay, then it would be a chatzitza, or two to each other, to itself. And so you hear what I'm saying? I can't prove. I think the Ran is like the Rosh Bull. Okay. However, others disagree. The Rosh in the Hilchos Mikvot Simchav Vav 7 quotes this Gemara. Barchana, we had Barahuna, whatever it was. Okay, Nima Achas Trucha. That's the Shalosh. You know this time idea. Reuchan Ame Ina Elachas Pirish Im Hayu Rov. So the same truth. Call Achas the Achas Levado. Okay, he seems to quote from Yochanan, and that's how he concludes. Okay, that the two would not be Chatzitza. It's only Achas Achas, and that's a Chatzitza, and that's how the Rambam passed it as well. Parak Beis of Hilchos Mikvos Halacha Tesvav 8. Shtei sorrows. Oh yes, or two or more. Shokshurik achas keshach and ena chotzin meshamayim boin bohen. Okay, two is not a chatzitza. Rambam says two or more is not a chatzitza because the water, gets in. So two is not a chatzitza. Okay, that's a machok we've shown him. And the Rashbo and the Bais HaKotzer, again by Zion Shar Zion, reiterate his position. I guess I could have printed this earlier, but source not how sorrows shokshur zubazu, etc., etc. He says, "Mechenu ha'kshurus beis beis." He says it all comes wrong. Okay, he says there's only two, then that's also considered chatzitza. Av ha'kshurus gimel gimel, but also ena chotzim yishiyef shel ischazek yofer mamayim nichnasim b'salchan. Okay, so that's a machlokas. The Beis Yosef here in our Siman Kuf Tzarichas in those dalag, hey 10, winin shtayim. He says near medivah Raman shen kshurus ba'atzman mikri shtayim, but kshen kshurus in shtayim acheros afilu achas shalosh mikri. Now I'm not sure. The Beis Yosef is suggesting that maybe the Rambam is a different sheet altogether. Rambam is the Mechalik, so he says. I'm not sure I see it in the Rambam, but the Beis Yosef is suggesting that it depends whether the hair is tied to itself or the two hairs are tied to it themselves, or they're tied to something else. I'm not sure. But he says, it seems to the Rambam, that we talk about two, so the two are attached to each other. But if it's tied to something else, then it's only considered like three. Shalosh mikri. Rabbi Huna nami la b'chatzitza v'dim rashbo v'tar sabayis near the shtayim darmina hay shtayim k'shuris im shtayim u'shalosh dover hayna shalosh shuris im shalosh. And that's what he says in that round also. Okay, anyway, that's the Beis Yosef point that I'm not sure. The Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, and Sif Hei, here by us, in 11. Shtei Saros Yosef, Shuruk Shurim B'yachad Kesher Echad, right? Einam Chotetim. Okay? And that's two or more. Okay, they're tied to each other. Okay? Shtei Saros Shurim B'yachad. The two strands, and I have a picture, we have the two strands that are folded over and tied to themselves. They're not tied to anything else, right? Now, you loop, make a loop. You take two strings and then, tie it to itself. That's the Shtei Saros, Shayu Kshurim, Yachad Kesher Echad. Then Einam Chotzim, that's the Shulchan Aruch, okay? So two or more hairs are tied to each other in one knot. It's not a chatzitza. There are more heads. I go up. There are more heads. Ein Chiluk. That's what he says that the Beis Yosef said in the Rashba. The Rambam maybe argues, I'm not sure, but in any event, the Rambam says no chiluk. There's no chiluk whether the two sorrows were tied to two other sorrows, and these two were now tied, or just the two things are tied to each other. And I think, I don't know, scientifically or physically, there's no difference, right? I mean, it seems to me whether you're tucking it in and tying it, knotting it to itself, or you're tying it to something else, the width or the I don't know, the strength of the bond is the same. So anyway, that's not love. Okay? So that's one thing. Point number one for today. All right, that's the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Hei. The other part of Sif Hei is something else which we touched upon. Yes, I said we'd get back to, and here we are. Okay? Remember, when we talked about the Sheet of Rashi, so the whole issue about Roban Makbid. Okay, Rashi seemed to imply, the way some learn Rashi, the whole discussion was about the hair, not about the body, right? So let's look at it again. That was the Gemara in Erevin Dalman Beis. Amar Yitzchak 12, Amar Yitzchak, Vartora, Rubo, Umakbid, Olav Chotzitz. Me the Raisa, Olav Chotzitz, Sina, whatever. You need the Rove and the Makbid both, Rechatzitz. She'ena Makbid, Eina Chotzitz. But otherwise, it's not a Chatzitz. Then, Begozwa, Rubo, She'ena Makbid, Mishum Rubo, Makbid. O Yutah Makbid, Mishum Rubo, Makbid. Okay, so they were gozer, the rabbanon were gozer, even if you have rov but not makrit, or even if you have miut and you are makrit. Okay, so as long as you have one, it's good enough, as we explained, right? I had the Rashi's right, 13, to our Torah, Lachol Shem Sinai, fine. Rubo, that's the key Rashi for us right now. The second Rashi printed there in 13 from Erevin Dalman Beis. Rubo is rov sara. Sheyesh bo davar chotzeis. Etc., etc. So then, he has dam, and you have blood, dried blood, and other gook, and other sticky stuff in your hair, and so on and so forth. They're talking about the hair. Okay? And makbid means, shemitstara, lichluk seshimarotchu. You're upset about it. You want to wash it out. Whatever gook is stuck in your hair, you want to wash it out. All right. Anyway, so the Tosis there, we saw yesterday, right? Tosis there, and Erevin jumped on, and others jump on Rashi. What do you mean? It's not just a matter. Why does Rashi say, rov sara? Right, so okay, so that's what Rashi says. So the Ritva, we touched on this yesterday. The Ritva there in his Kedushim and Erev Dalma Beis 14, the Masal Ki Yistara. First, he also attacked Rashi, and remember, it was against the Gemara Yevamos with the Gioras and the other Warren Zvachim and other Gemaras. It seemed to be against it to assume that it's only talking about the Sar. So the Ritva concludes the part that I printed here in 14. The Ritva concludes that that's not what Rashi meant. Rashi never meant to say that the whole discussion of Rov and Makbid is only on the hair and not. What he means is that the hair is a different, considered a separate entity. You don't, when you're calculating Rov, okay, you take the hair into account as a separate entity. All right, so that's in the advice of Nira Shaloni Skavan Rashi Zalacha. Elash Mina de Bisaro Bilvad Misharim Barov Amiut. When assessing whether this is the Rov, whether this chatzitz is covering Rov or not, when assessing that, you have to look at the hair as separate from the body. Okay, the example I gave us, a woman's wearing a bathing cap, okay, a shower cap, okay, so and covering all of her hair, But in terms of the body, it's not rov. You have a whole body, much more than just the head, the top of the head. So that's a question. Do we consider that rov because it's covering most of her hair? But in terms of vis-a-vis the entire body, it's not rov. Right? So that's the question of whether it's separate or not. So that's what the Ritva says. That's what Rashi meant. The Bisara Bavad, Misharin, Birov Amir, the Insoklashar Birov Aguv, the Haseir, right? And that's Kedas HaGaonim. That's like the Gaonim. Bishaloka de Rambam Zal, Shakosa, Shemisharin, Haguf Haseir, Biyacha, Chain Asar, Guf Gufnehatsma. And that's a machloka, is the Rambam and the Gaonim. And the Ritva says, Rashi, by making that comment about Seir, is weighing in on the side of the Gaonim, that the hair is considered separate. That's the issue. Okay? And if you take a look, the Rambam, okay, I have the Rambam here. The Rambam is Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Halacha Tetzvah, 15. You know, we touched on this yesterday, and I said we'd get back to it, because here it is, because it comes up in this sif. All right? So the... Rama writes, "Usara achas nikra chotetzes v'ushi makbed alef fine, avim eno makbed al also lo tula atzli rov saro kosher nima nima v'natzma." Kazeh horu hagaonim. The Rama quotes, "That is the psak of the gaonim, that you look at the hair, okay, rov sar. That's enough to say that that's already called rov, and that's going to be a problem of rubo, okay." But I believe personally, says the Rambam, Yeru Ali appears to me, again, we mentioned in the past, when the Rambam says Yeru Ali, it doesn't have a proof, okay? He's not bringing it from any source. It's what he thinks, and there's usually a lot of discussion about that. So whether they be right or not, but he says he's disagreeing with the Gonim. So Yeru Ali, Shasaro, Shal Adam Kegufo Choshen Tzvila, Ve'eno Kegufi Fnatzma, Kadei Shinoma Rov Haseir. The Rambam is of the opinion, disagrees. The Rambam says no, that the hair is included as part of the body in terms of the robe, and it's not a separate entity. There is something, not a separate part of the body, according to the Rambam. And therefore, even if you have chatzitza on robe of the hair, that would not work unless you can mitzvah that to some other chatzitza on the body and then add up the robe. That's a different story. Okay, so that's a machloka. It's basically the Rambam and the Gaonim. Okay, the Rambam says the goof, the Gaonim say the goof in the hair is one. The Gaonim say that the hair and the body are separate entities. And that's what Ritva says. Rashi is saying like that also. That's what Rashi means in Erevin Daftal, he says. Okay, but the Rambam says, no, the Rambam says the goof and the sarah one entity. So if you just have robe of the sarah is covered with dots or whatever it is, that would not be a problem of robe unless it was, you know, unless it was something else. All right, so the you take a look at the end, the Ravid disagrees. Amar Ron, Amar, last part of that, the Rambam, the Rambam there, and Berk Pays, the Rambam, Amar Ron, Kedibar Gonim, no, I think the Gonim are right. So it's a Machokas, the Rambam, the Rambam, the Gonim, on that point. Okay? It's interesting, the Meiri summarizes the Sugya. The Meiri summarizes the Machokas. Okay? He says, Kachas Vagonim, the Shehem Eforshim Rove Sara. Okay? And then he adds something else. Look at the third line of that Meir. The Meir is there in Erev and Dalam base. He presents the Sheet of the Gonim and he takes it a step further. The Chain Bishar Mekomos Rove Ha'ever. You see that? At the end of the third line there, the Meir, what does he mean by that? I think he's going further. I think he's saying that other parts of the body are also in every limb. Is to be judged independently, not just a hair. You see what I'm saying? I think that's what the Ri means. Okay? In other words, if there's a chatzitza on the robe of any limb, okay, then the tefillah is going to be no good. Okay? The darbonon, if they're not makbid, I mean, the raisa, if they are makbid. So that's how he seems to understand the gaonim. I'm not sure. Again, I didn't find where you can see in the gaonim inside. So I don't know. But you see what I'm saying with the Miri? I think the Miri is going a step further than even the Gonim and the Ravid. That's about the hair, okay? But the Miri says B'chein b'shar mekomos rov ha'eber. Then he writes, "B'gedola mechaber." That's the Rambam. B'gedola mechaber machshir not barov ser. Okay, fine. And the Rambam is makel, so to speak. He says the hair is not a separate entity. Well, certainly no other limb is going to be a separate entity either. But according to the Miri, you have a big chumrah. If I understand the Miri correctly, this Miri is a big chumrah. Because he's saying that any individual limb, not exactly how you define an individual limb, how you measure, I'm not clear. But that's what the Miri seems to say, you see? So, that sheet is not brought down, to my knowledge, anywhere. I mean, the no one says that. Okay, the question about the hair is a question, but nobody, I think, goes so far as the Miri. I'm not sure that's what he says. Again, b'shein b'chein b'shar mekomos rov ha'eber. So, but that bears some thinking. The Miri. Okay. Anyway, the Ran on the Rif and Shavuos, that's Zion Amud Aleph, 17. The Ran, I'll give you the Svara. Okay, he has a whole with this Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. No, I'm sorry. Let's say Rashi and the Gonim. On one, the Rashi and the Gonim and the Rabbi really on one side, and the Rambam on the other side. He said it may be based upon how to read the flow of the Gemara. Okay, take a look at the Ran on Shua Zainam and Aleph on the page of the Rif. So our Torah, Ruah, Machmen, Chotzer, Pirush, Rashi wrote Saro, and so on. Mashma, the Shulah, the Dafka, the Saro, the Kinah, the Haki, Abu Sara, Philo, Mil, Shaino, Machmen, Chotzer. Okay, he says the whole kula, that you need both robe and makbar, but the whole din, you need both robe and makbar, it's only on the hair, but on the body, even a mir shayna makbar is chotzeitz and so on. And it's because that's the way he read the sugya, that's the way he read the Gemara. Okay, the girsa question and so on. Nira, the second last one, Shuza, lo goris, ela hilchasa, mashman chishanin, kiasa hilchasa, la ruba, la muto, ashinir kama kamin, the shanin, kiasa hilchasa, la sarah. That's the way he reads the Gemara. Okay? And that's when the Tom asked against him, that this would be new vomits and so on. All right, so I'm not going to go through the whole round. And the round justifies, justifies that perhaps it gives the issue in the original Gemara as to what that statement of Hilchasa is going on. All right, I don't have to spend so much time on it. At the end, he writes, Arrived on Maskin Basogos and the Bargonim, and so on. Okay. So we're looking at Shulchan Aruch now, and the Sif, hey, how do we paskin? Like the gonim. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says in 18, the end of Sif Hei, the Sara Achas Nikra Chotzetzes who should take Machpenetz Alav, of Ena Machpenetz Alav, also the Tvila Adche Rov Sara, Kosher Nima Nima Vnath, the Rov Sara. Okay, that's like the gonim, and like the Ravid, and like what the Ritva thinks the Rashi means also. Okay, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. One hair that's not, it's a chatit, if she's Machpenetz, if not, and it's only a problem if it's Rove Sara. But again, he treats Sara as a separate entity. Again, the Miri Shita, if we understood the Miri correctly, that it applies to every limb, that's not brought. But, the Shulchan Aruch is passing against the Rambam that the Sara counts as a separate entity. Okay? That's the Shulchan Aruch here. The long Taz, it's a Kotan Ches. And he says, regarding the question one or two, it also makes a may make a difference in whether she's makbid or not. Okay, the Taz in that long Sivkot Ches relates this to what we discussed earlier in the earlier Sivkot yesterday, that other things, other ribbons or other things in the hair, or other hairs on top of her own hair, maybe a difference between her hair and someone else's hair. Okay. He says, take a look. Sif Hei, what we just read, look at the fifth line. Okay, what we just read says the Taz, Hahi Mari Lin Saras Isha Atzma, Shem Niksha Ruban Achas Achas Oz Chotzit Dafka. Zem Mari Hida Kaman Betur, Vekan Mari Bedavak Ser, the Alma Al Sar, the difference when it's other hairs got on her from outside, or if she had something else on top of her hair, or it's her own hair, because there, it's a question of what you're more machbid. Okay, there, even a mir is a chatzitza because it's like the chutei tzemer, when we discussed yesterday, the wool or other types of ribbons or types of rubber bands, other things that happen here. Okay, that's the Taz. Bottom line, the Taz says, with her own hair, perhaps she's not makpedis, so therefore it's not a chatzitza. Okay, if it's it's more than two. But if it's others, somebody else, outside things, then it's always a chatzitza because she's always makpedis. That's the... it's the bottom line of the Taz. Okay, the Shach also says to Klat Mechaz, who I didn't Derek Rove and Adam Akfin after he had Adam Akfin, that we discussed at that point. And finally, the conclusion of the Gemara is about the one or the number of hairs. The Birar Gur writes the Kotan Yud. Just a moment. Yeah, the Birar Gur writes the Kotan Yud. Quotes the Rashi in Erevin Daf Dalet, and he says, Rashi seemed to say, you know, he learns Rashi. Rashi has no chatzitza in the. It's not an issue in the flesh, it's only in the hair. But Tosa disagreed. And we call Mokum, he said, Mokum, the Rova posted the Rashi, the Rova Sarah, but the Chut Chotzitz. Okay, we Paskin that Rova the Sarah, again, not like the Rambam, like the most Paskin that the Sarah is looked at by itself. Okay? All right. Yeah, it says the next one, when you're Aleph also, right? The Rambam said in the name of the Gonim, and the Rambam disagreed, but other posts will say mostly not that way. Okay, next. All right, good. That's the end of Sif. That's the end of Sif A. Okay, Sif A. So here now we discuss other types of katzitzas, and again, that's going to be throughout this simon. Okay, so let's move on to Sif A. So there's a Mishnah in Mikvos. Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Okay, the Mishnah introduces Elu Chotzitzim Ba'adam. And the next several Mishnayas, the next Mishnah too, give examples of things that are Chotzitzim. Okay, so we'll keep coming back to that. Again, the Mishnah Aleph is into the Perek Tes of Mikvos. Mishnah Aleph introduces Elu Chotzitzim Ba'adam. Okay, so among the things, the Mishnah goes on, the Mishnah Beis, Kilke Halev, Azakan Ubeis Astarim Be'isha. We're talking here, remember, it's not talking about nida per se, it's when anyone going to the mikveh. So kilke halev is tangled hair on the chest, okay, on the body, the body hair, tangled body hair. That's your person's curly hair, okay? Look at the Bar Tanura, there on that mission, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis 23, kilke halev, sar shemechoze keneged halev shenistabe, benasa kein sharshoro, so heinim osim in hazeah. You get sweated up, you know, again, especially if curlier hair. So the hairs get tangled, you know, they twirl, okay, they curl. So that's the concern over here. Same thing with the beard, okay, facial hair. And base astarim be'isha. A base astarim be'isha here, base astarim doesn't mean, usually we define base astarim means a part of the body that's not visible, but that's not base astarim here means. Base astarim means the private parts, the pubic hair, okay, the private parts, base astarim be'isha, okay, that's the woman's pubic hair. All right, so that's what the... what's the issue there? Same thing, says the Bar Tanura, the second line of 23, there in Mikvos Test Base. Base a star in Beisha. Nishaser nechaz mistabet osamoko machmas hazeyam atin of halichlo. You know, again, sweat and other things that cause the hairs to get tangled. Okay? And then he adds an important point. Okay? But before we get to that, we'll come back to that point in a second. But Mishnah Gimel says, Elo she'en chotetim. The following things are not a chatzitza. One is kilke harosh, okay, ubeis hashechi, underarm hair, ubeis hastarim beish, the private parts, you know, pubic hair of a man. Okay, he brings up the makbid issue, all right? But on this issue, let's go back now to, okay, so let's look at the last part. Too. I'm going out of order, but I want to come back to this point because I want to mention, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about here. The She'eno Makbid of Eno Chotzit, Hu Shelo Yeh Harov Gufo. Again, the Makbid, most people are not Makbid, but it can't be on the road. Upsak HaLoch L'Chatzitzu Ruba Makbid of Chotzit Zvar Torah. Miyuto Chomayim HaTorah Chotzit Hu Miyuta Guf Apish HaMakbid of Eno Chotzit Zvar Torah. Ava Chachamim goes well, Ruba Shena Makbid Shum Ruba Makbid, while Miyuta Makbid Namim Shum Ruba Makbid. The low goes well, Miyuta Shena Makbid, Ata Miyuta Makbid, He Guf Akzer, Vana Nikam Nimzer Akzer Akzer. It's a nice little summary of the Rov and Makbid in that Bar Tanura. But go back now to the second Bar Tanura, okay, where the Mishnah said, Mishnah Beis, said that Beis Hastorim, Beisha, the hair and the private parts, the pubic hair of a woman, if it gets tangled up, that's a problem. That's a chatzitza. Okay, whereas in Mishnah Gimel, it says Beis Hastorim, Beisha is not like that. So the Bar Tanura makes an important qualification. And that Dima Maskel, Beis Hastorim, Beisha, in his commentary on the Mishnah, as well as Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, second part of that statement, the Dafka Beisha Nesua. It's only talking about a married woman. Shemak pedes al atzma shlo tizgana al baila. Who the beis has torn machatzitza? Abu pepnuya din a makpedes lo habi beis has torn machatzitza. Now remember, this mission is in Mikvot. It's not talking about, you know, we're talking about other dinim. Okay, but right? In other words, what do you mean? The pnuya is not going to Mikvot anyway. Yeah, but this mission is in Mikvot. It's talking about someone who's going for Tara's purposes also. That's why it comes up. So the Bartanur is limiting this chumrah, so to speak, about the tangled hair and the pubic hair is only to married women, because the married women were makbid because of the relation with her husband, so the husband shouldn't find it turn off or offensive and so on and so forth. So therefore, she's makbid not to leave it tangled and so on. So that's a concern, but an Isha who's a pnuya is not worried about it, so it would not be considered a chatzitza. And that's why based on storm of Ish, like if you take a look, The first comment of Mishnah Gimel 23, based on Ish to Ish ain't a makbid. That's why a man is not so makbid about this. And I feel Ish ain't makbid. It's Elon Nesuah can appreciate. All right, where did he get this from? The Bartanura certainly did not make this up. Okay, so where did the Bartanura come up with this? You know, with this idea. All right, so the comes from the Tosefta Mikvos Paragvav Halacha Dalit Reb Shimon, or in some version of Shin Shizur. I think I mentioned this. When I print these, my comments, and I print the Tosefta, for whatever the reason, for better or for worse, in the Bar Ilan database, the Tosefta they use are the scholarly editions of the Tosefta. Higer editions and other editions, you know, Mendel, other scholars who did a lot of work on the Tosefta, and the numbering and the presentation is not always the same as in the Tosefta that we have printed in the back of the Gemara. So since I assume that most of you have the Toseftas in the back of the Gemara, I don't necessarily have, I happen to have at home any of these scholarly editions, but so in our edition, the back of the Gemara, it doesn't say Rav Shimon Shizuri. Okay, and it's also not necessarily Halacha Dalad. And I put in the Halacha that it is, that you can find it in the back of your Gemara if you want to look. Anyway, doesn't matter, it's here. Eric Bob, Halacha Dalad, 24, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Shizuri, Amar, Beis Astar, and Beisha, Chotzeis, Upigia, Eina Chotzeis. That means Ravaka, bachelor, you know, not unmarried. Right, so that's where he got it from. Okay, so all of this is relevant because the Shulchan Aruch brings here by us in Sivav 25. Seir shekeneged haleiv. Okay, hair which is near the again on the body, near the heart. Seir shekeneged haleiv. Sorry, my computer just tangled. Okay. Anyway, so Shulchan Aruch says in 25, Sivog, Seir Shekenegel Eif Shemizokan by the chest or by the beard, Hanidvog Zeh Bezeh Machmas Zeh, the hairs got tangled or stuck to each other because of sweat and so on, or other types of, bodily, whatever, sweat is usually the case. Chotzeis. But Sheberosh, but sweat on your head, or Shebeis HaShech in the underarm, Eino Chotzeis. Now, what about Shebeos HaMakom? Again, the pubic hair. So that's Be'ish Eino Chotzeis. Or Be'ish HaBenesua Chotzeis, Be'kluya Eino Chotzeis. So that's the Shulchan Paskins, like this Tosefta, which is the Bartanur quote. Okay. The Taz, it's important, Yod wonders, Lefish HaMakperesh HaTizgan HaBailo, okay. The Taz quotes the Be'ishos, he wonders why. But he also wondered about the tour, but then he did the same thing. Why mention here about a pnuya? I understand in the Mishnah of Mikvos, because the Mishnah of Mikvos is talking about people who have to use the mikveh in general, not just Hilchos Nida. Okay, so it's people who go into the mikveh, men, women, young women, married men, not married men, married women, not married women, have to go for Taurus purposes. Right, so then we have to know what the din is by a pnuya. But today, no one going to the mikveh, pnuya is not going to the mikveh anyways. Right, so then why bother mentioning okay, and he says more of a chosni. My father-in-law, the Bach, taken also the kamashra and hearts in the suah doom the pnuya. He said no. The reason why the it says it, it defends the tour, is because what if you have a nesuah who is dooming the pnuya? In what sense? She'ain bala makbid al zeh. Okay, I might have thought, the whole reason we say that a married woman, it's a problem by the pubic hair is because it's, when it gets all sweated up, so it's not pleasant for a husband, but sometimes a husband doesn't care. So So I'm out of foot. Okay, so that's why it says no. But the suah chotzes b'knuy ena chotzes, and that's it. It's only that distinction. Okay, so that's what the Taz says. Let's lean on bus a row of the suahs. Well, kainam or dafka p'knuy ena chotzes v'lo shum the suahs. That's how the Taz, you know, according to Bach, explains why the Mechaber presents it and the Torah presents it the way they present it over here. But again, full disclosure, there are those who disagree. Okay, and they say the taka if the husband doesn't care. Okay, she's not makwid, then it's takanara chatzitza. Okay, the only kakpoda is that it's clean. The husband, you know, you want us to sweat removed and so on, but in terms of anything being tangled or stuck together, that they're not makwid, it has to be clean. Okay, there one time, I mean, it's today a big issue, you know, a big issue, I don't know, whether women should shave their pubic hair, not shave their pubic hair, you know, in the fashion world, you know, it's a whole issue. That's a good thing. It's not a good thing. I don't know. There are medical articles about it. It's healthier. Yeah, healthier. No, it's a machlokas among contemporary, I think, doctors. I'm not talking just in the world of beauty, but I'm talking in the world of the medical. Again, it's a place. If you have a lot of hair, so there can be disease or other germs. Whatever. I don't know. At one time, it was a common practice for you may remember this from the beginning of Gittin. Okay, if you learn Gittin. Okay, it was one part of the time the Orthodox women one time did shave the pubic hair. And that's what said was one of the things, remember, why once again, Nima Motzavos Amakam. That's again, societal maybe changed. I think today the most standard practice is when women make trim, but they don't you know, cut it all. Okay, the different practices. Anyway, there's a different practice at one time, Ganesh Kanazman fired them. And so, okay, anyway. But the main campaign is that they did want it clean. Okay, the Shach, I printed Scott and Tessin. Again, it's not a chat, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Sarah Shekinagalev, Shemizokha, then it is a chatzitza. If you don't care that much about it, okay, but Barosha, Visa Shechi, and so on, it depends on the man or woman, and Isha Priya, Ena Makbid. Okay, fine. I just want to mention I'm bringing it up because there are more mentions here in Sukkot. I don't fully understand it. Okay, but the Mordechai and Shuas, Source 28, the Mordechai and Shuas, remember, it's Tov Shin Nun Aleph, quotes of Rav Yoh. See it there, it starts on 28. Chain plus Rav Yoh. The Osan Noshim Sheishlam of Velkstresh Bisharos Shanasam Klilos Machmas Shade. The Sakonis Nefoshos Legalcho. I confess to not really being able to understand that too well. Okay, but it was something that was shadim oriented. Okay, that somehow the hairs got twirled. Okay, so she has this Klilos are braids. Okay, klilos, the word klilos on the top line on the next page is braids, but it says machmas shade. It's a konas nefos l'gacha d'lo chaitzi. The kevin b'had kituva zebizah avi kibaloa. The hairs are tied together by a shade. I don't know what it means. I'm not sure. You know what it means? I'm not sure what it means. You know, it's. I remember when we were kids in camp, they used to tell us that you have to, if there's a bat, sometimes these bats would fly into the bunk, and if a bat gets a hair, you get tangled all up. Twirl around. I don't know if that has anything to do with this or not. It's above mice also. Okay, but that things to tell us. But, get under your covers if there's a bat in there. You ever have that? You know, in camp? Well, okay, and I guess in the more modern time they didn't have it. But I don't know, just a way of scaring the kids, I suppose. But they would, sometimes bats did come into the room, not into the bunk, that I remember. Well, this story is true, that if a bat lands in your head, he can do something with your hair and twirl it up. So is that some kind of superstition here at the machine? Again, I don't want to quote that too much. I'm only mentioning it. The
all Mordechai, he knows that
the effort goes into the Mordechai. The Mordechai mentions this. And quotes in Rav Yoh, that if her hair was tied together at night by a shade, that's not a chatzitza, because some kind of a sakana, and that's the norm. Okay, it's not a chatzitza. And they're tied together, and it's not a chatzitza. All right, and anyway, it's more than one. It's three together, so they're not chotzitz. Anyway, all right. And also he says, Habi Ravise, it's considered normal. It's also not a chatzitza. Remember, Hein Ravise, that's parallel to that Gemara in Yevamos, the part I didn't print yesterday. Moin Ronis was I and I think that with the Gioris that wants to convert, so the she and the Tevila that she does counts for the baby as well, for the fetus as well. How could it be? It's a chatita. No, that's the Hamer Vise. That's the norm. Okay. Anyway, I don't want to go into too much detail except the Ramah mentions it. Okay. The Ramah here in Sifor 29. Also, in Sheishan, Kimin Cleo, Sarah, Zuka, Zubazuba, Nasas, Balila, they shade the Sakonal and Serum, Lo Chaitzi. The Ramah brings it. Okay, and okay, so that's it. Then we pass on this way. It's some sort of a Sakona. Exactly what it is, I'm not sure. And the reason it's not a Chatzitza, so take a look in 30, the Gilyan Maharsha. The Maharsha, you know, on the page of Shulchan, is not the Maharsha in the back of the Gemara. The Maharsha on the back of the Gemara, Shmuel Eliezer idols. Okay, that's the Chidush Agadah, Chidush Halachas, and the Marsha is an early Akon. Marsha, actually, we find the Marsha sometimes in the back on the rift. That's this Marsha. That's the Shlomo Eger. Yeah. Huh? No? In the back on the rift sometimes. Yeah, yeah. The Gilead Marsha in the back sometimes you have the rift. And so in the Shoharach, it's the Gilead Marsha is the Shlomo Eger, not the same Marsha as you know, the Chidush Agadah, the Chidush Halachas. Anyway, so here in our Simmons, in Cotton Aleph, he says, gives a number of different reasons why. This funny type of braided thing is not a problem. Aleph mishum dena makpedes. Okay, one, it's not makpid. Because you're not supposed to cut this, whatever reason. Two, mishum daviyosim dimachus, more than one hair. Okay, we had earlier. And three, mishum dekevin de mahadek tuva zebizavik kabalua, basically since they're tight and then the water can't get so tight that it's like one. And four, kevin de lomotsa legach, and I said, kana, hamribisi. That's the norm because you're not supposed to cut it. So that's called hamribisi, and that's not also. Not called a chatzitza, but it's revisa, like we saw from that sugi with the yoros. Then he says, "Nafkamina menatam emim rov asaras kluim l'tam achas haruba gam ena makrit chotzin rabbanon." What if you have rov and not all of them? It has different nafkaminas. 31 and 32, you can, if someone can print it and send it out. Philip, if he has it, okay. Oh, he shared it already. Okay, the one side, the Bada Shulchan. Okay, it discusses here in Sukkot Nun Beis. And both in the you know, the main section in Bayes and also the Burin. Okay. So he has also Sukkot and Bayes, he says basically it gives the same reasons why it's not considered a chatzitza. Okay. All right, you can look it up over there. He gives three reasons in the main text in the Bada Shulchan and the fourth one in the Burin section. Okay. All right, anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's not I don't know if it's so relevant. The Pesach Tshuva does throw something else, okay, that maybe is somewhat relevant or connected, that is more Prakunogeya. It's a cotton hay. Okay, take a look at 33. The Pesach Tshuva quotes Chassam Sofer, what if a woman has to put something in her hair for some medicinal reason? Just to stick some of her hair together. I'm not sure what the medicinal reason would be, but he says, "I am chosen some sulfur." Because of odos aisha, this is 33. Odos aisha shirotsev ledavik sarasev b'shavo, some type of wax or sticky material. The Torah refuah. Now he said that is pshita shechotzitz. That is chatzitza. Okay, and he's saying they said that is a chatzitza. Yeah. Not the substance itself, but the fact it's now knotted together. And he says, yeah, and he says, what can you say? Hoch and the revise, that's the norm here. Nonetheless, he says there, the schema of Isa. Okay. And certainly if it's a type of sticking it through, which itself is a chatzitza. All right. The other thing he mentions, even when it's not a chatzitza, but he says, look, it's gotten involved in 33. If you have these things, this funny braided thing, you know, from the shade, so it's not a chatzitza, but he says you stay in the water longer, so it's more of a chance for the water to get in. Okay, again, I don't want to spend too much time on this. Next issue. Okay, that's Siv Vav. Siv Zayin. The same Mishnah is in Mikvos, Perek Tes. Again, Mishnah Aleph is Elochot Siv Adam. The Mishnah Bey says one of the examples of chatzitza is Lifluf Shechutz Lion. Lifluf, I think it's technically called room, R-H-E-U-M. It means a sticky substance you have in your eyes. It's a kind of mucus. Okay, we call it sleep. You have to rub the sleep out of your eyes. I don't know if that's a scientific term or not, but I think this technical scientific term is room, R-H-U-M. Okay, whatever it is, it's the sticky stuff on your eyes. It says, liflov shechutz la'ayim, the bartender explains, tzalas ayim. It's a discharge, you know, it's the waste from the eye. Okay, it's some type of a discharge from the eye. They said it's outside the eye, it's a chatzitza. That's the Mishnah in Mishnah Beis. However, in Mishnah Gimel, 36, when it says, elu she'ein chotzitzim, the Mishnah Dalad, for example, liflov shebe'ayim ayim. But it's actually inside you. You have a film when the stuff is actually inside your eye. So that is not considered a chatzitza. Yeah? So it's only a problem, you know, when it's right outside the eye. Like usually it's in between the top of your nose and and your eye. You rub it out. Okay, that's not inside the eye. So that's the chilek that the Mishnah makes. So the Bartanura takes this, again, the name of the Gemara, the Bartanura goes a little further. Perk test Mishnah Dalat 37 writes, Liflum Shebe'ayim, so it depends. Okay, belach ain't a chotzitz. Belach when it's still liquidy, okay, when it's still filmy. So then it's not a chatzitz. But yavesh, chotzitz. But if it's dry, then even if it's in the eye, sometimes you have it in your eye. So that is a chatzitz. Shechutz la'ayin, the la'el, bain belach, bain yavesh chotzitz. But outside the eye, then even if it's still filmy, it hasn't caked over yet, you know, then and sometimes, yeah, you can feel it yourself. Like sometimes it's just, you know, that didn't become, you know, caked over. Okay, the outside of the eye, bein belach bein yavish chotzitz. The time of having the chutz lion out of makbid, bein belach bein yavish. Betochayim yavish makbid, belach in a makbid. He said it's rooted in makbid. Okay, now again, the Bartur didn't make this up. It's based on a Gemara. All right, the Gemara says on Samach Zayin Aleph here. The Gemara says Amar Upa Lifluf Sheba Ayin. Lach, you know, chotitz, yavish chotitz. And emos anikri yavish, we show shemasili arek. It turns green. Again, we say yellow. I mean, again, we learned already the yorok was something green. But it means it turns already that yellowish color. When you rub it out, when it's filmy, it doesn't have any particular color, right? But it turns color. So that's when it's considered already yavish, even if it's not fully dry. So Tosas there discusses the chilek between lach and yavish. Tosas there in Nidos, Samazan, Alav, Dirmasa, Lifl, Shebe'ayin, Lach, and Apotit, Yavish, Potit. The Dafka, Shebe'socha, Ayin, Eshadima, Shebe'ayin, Alach, Wafasova, Enamanichta, Lios, Yavish. Why does it never get really hard in the eye? Because your tears, your normal eye liquid, called tears, right, never let it get dry. A Lifl, Chutzlayin, but if it's outside, then I feel Lach, Chotzitz. Okay, and that's what that's how Tosas understands. All right? And there's no difference between lach and yavish. Elavein chutz la'ayin l'tochayin. B'ayin of lach yavish b'ayin amichotzit. That's the opinion of Tosas. Okay. Then he goes on to about the fingernail, which we'll leave out, and I'll come back to that later. But bottom line is, according to Tosas, if it's tochayin, if it's inside, then lach eino chotzit and yavish is yes chotzit. But chutz la'ayin, everything is chotzit. Okay. So rules Tosas. See that? See that in Tosas? Okay. The Rambam maybe disagrees. So that's what Rabbi Yosef understands. The Rambam, he learns the Rambam disagreeing with Tosas. I'm sorry, so the Rambam, he learns the Rambam is agreeing with Tosas. Okay, he agrees, I'm sorry. He writes, V'chein lifl shebe'ayin, yeah. All right, the tour, one minute, let's see. The Torah writes, let's take a look at our Simon Kuf Tzadichas 41. Liflov shebit ayin eno chotzitz. Shchutz ayin kol shulach eno chotzitz. Yavesh ad shizkul is yor chotzitz. Ramam chilek. Al shebitoch ayin bein bitoch gil yom alach gimel. Shchutz ayin kosel stam chotzitz. Shchutz ayin kosel gimel. But then Arash kosel is already shown. He quotes the Rush. Did I print the Rush? No, I did, yeah. Back in 45. Basically, we have here big machokas. Do we say that everything, according to what we just said in Tosas, Tocha Ayin is where we have a chilek between Lach and Yavish. Chutz La'ayin, everything is a chatzitza. But again, not everyone agrees with that. Okay? The Tur quotes it, that's a machol in the Rambam and the Rosh. Okay? And the Beis Yosef actually has, the Rambam maybe is a different sheet altogether. I've got to find it. At the end, he learns that according to the Rambam, Tocha Ayin Lach is not Chotit, Yavish is Chotit, and Chutz Ayin, everything is Chotit. The way that Beis Yosef learns it, it comes out that the Rambam is not arguing. Okay, the Rambam is not arguing. However, the Bach, you see, let's take a look. You look at the end. He said, Lechach nearly 4 lines on the second page. So Pasha, the low mafia grabba lifu talk social achan social cloud. And the Hiskalar, that's a question of when does it start to, you know, how long after. But at the end of the day, the Beis Yosef comes out that according to the Rambam is agreeing with Tosas. Okay? But the Bach learns not that way. The Bach learns, he learns with the Rambam more Pasha, he thinks is more Pasha. Okay? And the Tarsofer should mean Rambam, should mean Rambam, whatever. Okay? But the conclusion of the Bach, look at the last three lines. Lefizeh niradanan akil al-chumrah. The b'chutz la'ayim afilu lach vada chotzitz. Okay? Again, everything is chotzitz. B'tocha ayin, yobesh is chotzitz. Lach will depend upon when. It's not automatic that lach is chotzitz. Depends upon when. That's how he learns. The Rosh, however, as the tour pointed out, the Rosh, I printed here in 45, Hilchos Mikvos, Simon Chafei, he says that B'tocha ayin is never chotzitz, neither lach nor yobesh. And chutz la'ayin, that's when we chalak between lach and yobesh. The opposite. Okay, so you have different different sheetahs. And the Mordechai also, Mordechai the third sheetah, the Mordechai in Rav Tavshin Memches, he says that the Yavesh is chutz, the Yavesh is chotzitz everywhere, both in and out, okay? And Lach is never chotzitz anywhere. So just to, I mean, I don't want to bog you down, but you want just to line up the sheetahs. And what emerges from all this is the following. If it's B'tocha Ayin, okay, if this guk is betochayim, so according to Tosus, lach is not chotzeitz, yavish is. All right? And the Rav Mordechai agrees with that. And the Rosh says, no, nothing is chotzeitz inside. Okay? Everything is not chotzeitz. That's inside. Again, inside the eye. According to Tosus, lach is not, yavish yes. And the Mordechai, and the Rav agrees with that. And the Mordechai agrees. Lach no yavish yes, the Rosh, everything is not chotzitz. Chutz la'ayim, so according to Tosus, everything is yes chotzitz. According to the Mordechai, lach no yavish yes. And according to the Rosh, again, lach no yavish yes. The Mordechai is kind of in the middle. Okay, with regards to tochayim, the Mordechai gives you the Tosus, that lach no yavish yes. And in chutz la'ayim, he agrees with the Rosh, that lach no yavish yes. So there are different sheets about it. How do we paskin after all this? We take a look at Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin, 47. Lifluf, Pirish Tzos Ayin, Shechutz La'ayin, Chotzeitz, Afilu Hulach. Okay, Afilu Hulach. Sounds like it's always Chotzeitz. Okay, Chutz La'ayin. Lifluf Sheve Ayin, Eno Chotzeitz, unless Hayo Yovesh. Okay? Who Sheiska Lahorik, and so on. All right, so then he's passing like Tosas, like the Rambam, and so on, that Chutz La'ayin, everything is, Chutz La'ayin, everything is Chotzitz, because that's the Lashon Chotzitz, Afilu Lach, it's simply Yavish. Okay, everything is Chotzitz, not like the Mordechai, not like the Rosh. And the Bi'ayin, so then it's Lach is not Chotzitz, and Yavish is, again, that's like Tosas, the Mordechai happens to be with that. So the Rosh is rejected altogether. Okay? Yeah, with me? So, and again, we do tell the women today to remove, you know, to check their eyes, simply for, you know, to clear out their eyes. Now, the Shachas, your Bay is 48, ain't no chotzeitz, but ain't chilek b'kan bein tov social l'achol yom yomim. Okay, we don't follow that whole Bach, we made it a separate reading of the Rambam, forget about it. Okay, it's lach and yomish, we described it before. Okay, that's the end of Sif Zion. One more Sif for today, okay? It'll be Sif Ches. So here we have an interesting question. Omar Shmuel, Kol Shebetocha Ayin. Kol is like a blue powder, you know, makeup, eyeliner, eye type of makeup, women's eye makeup, powder. Okay, Kol. So the Gemara says again, it's a Sama Zayin. The blue powder in the eye is not chotzitz. The Shalgabe Ayin chotzitz, but if it's right on top of the eye. I think women a lot of times do the, what do you call it, the eyebrow, not the eyebrow, the lid, the eyelid. No, sometimes they paint or color the eyelid. Okay, so that's called chutz la'ayin. So betocha ayin is not chutzitz, but inside is chutzitz. But look what the Gemara says: imahayu einea porchos, if she blinks regularly, then af al gabe ayin ain't a chotitz. That even what's right on top is not chotitz. If she blinks or tears a lot, okay, regularly, so then whatever is above the eye is not chotitz. So says Shmuel on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Rashi there explains what's porchos. Poseches v'otzemes todesh. Open and close his eyes regularly. Bein kach and bein kach eino chotitz. L'fisha prichoso maviroso. Ve'eino av agave ayin ve'ein bo mamish. He says, you blink regularly, so it never really has a chance to cake on. Okay, so it's such a thin thing, you know, it's not considered enough to be a chatzitza. That's the idea. Right? The blink of your eyes prevented from ever, that's what I say, eino av agave. It never has mamashes. Right, then it takes over any mamash. Again, we instruct them to remove all makeup. But that's what the Rashi says that didn't hear is the Gemara. Then he says, Lishachrina, domos. Parchas doesn't mean blinking, but it means tears. So the tear also, the liquid washes away, same idea. Shadima, melachleches is a kol, ain't a chotitz. It softens it up, makes it liquidy, and it's not considered a chotitz. Okay? It's interesting, we look at the Ravid in the 51, the Shaar Tevilah, Simon Beis, quotes this Gemara from Shmuel. Okay? And he takes parchos as domos. He takes the second, means tears, not blinking, but tears. See that? 51. Amar Shmuel, kochel, shvatov shvayin enochotes, shogaba enochotes, and they're porchos, shogaba enami enochotes. Okay, why? Perish porchos, domos, dima, tears. Okay? The Rambam, in Hilchos Miklos, Perk Beis, Alokha Chafa, 52, writes, kochel shvayin enochotes, shogaba enochotes, and they're porchos, he does not really tell us. The Rambam doesn't really tell us what he means by porchos. Okay, he brings the halacha, doesn't tell us what he means by porchos. Okay, now it's interesting. The Beis Yosef in Arsim Kutzarichet and Oschez writes, "Umasher Kosev Rabbeinu Harambam Kosev Cho Enei Psuchos Af Shechut Lain Chotos Zemu Ba'atzma Shinuscha Meshubeshes." Okay, he doesn't like the girsa. And Elanuscha Amitis he Af Shechutz Lain Eino Chotzitz. Right, 1 second. Af Shechutz. Yeah, they had a girsa that says Af Shechutz Lain Chotzitz. That's not what we have. It should be Af Shechutz Lain Eino Chotzitz. B'chein Kaz V'Siv Ram Shevadeinu. Fine. V'advarim Avarim Nahir Amina Behan and Parchos Afilo Gabe Ein Eino Chotzitz Koi. The Tzarchon Shemesh Parchos Psuchos. Below Psuchos Yosef Midai Kalmar. In Kaino also La Tvila. The Yosef says that her eyes are open, but not too far open, because then it'll mess up the tefillah. Seems to me that the Beis Yosef is understanding the Rambam as saying that when we're talking about the eyes being open, it's not talking about blinking or tearing regularly. It's talking about what is she doing inside the mikveh. Right? And that's what it looks like. You can't open your eyes too wide. You're not supposed to close them tightly. You can close them, but not close them tightly, not open them too wide. You see what I'm saying? In other words, the Beis Yosef understands that the Rambam, he's talking about opening the eyes, not too far open. I think it sounds like he's talking about in the mikveh. Okay? So that's the issue. What's going on inside the water? Not what's going on regularly. All right? The Bach disagrees. The Bach in Tess 54, Mashalini Rabbeinu Shekosav Niftachos Nisgaros Tomid. He says the Torah disagrees. The Torah is talking about Niftachos Nisgaros Tomid, not when they're in the water, going to the mikveh. Okay, the Kach Darka Shalisha with Tolo Seh. That's the normal way this one is. Enea Porchos Tomid, like her eyes open and closed. But if he doesn't usually do it, then even if in the water, it's not going to help. Okay, then it's still in a chatzitza. But he acknowledged, I'm not sure, Rambam, Shekosav Hayu Enei Psuchos, Af Shechutz Lain Enei Chotz, Manashu Zal Vafarish, Kishu Enei Psuchos, B'Shas Tvila, which is what the Beis Yosef said, that Bach also wanted the Rambam, that from B'Shas Tvila, then it's a different story. Okay, and now the Beis Yosef, he says, concludes that the Rambam really means Tomid, but that's not right, he says. So anyway, that's an interesting question. It could be another understanding of the Shita. Okay, yeah. All right, the Mordechai in his Hilchos Miklos, 55. He writes, Kochel, Shatoch Ayan Machmas, Shadima Mitsuya Bayan. Again, the liquid, the water, the tears, becomes like a filmy substance that has no band to it, right? Kochel, Shabayan Lach, Ben Ochotit, so there's no mamashis to it. And the Meiri adds, okay, the Meiri adds, Lithu Shabayan, Rechen Kachra, and Eno Chotit, right? Eno Machmid alone. Adra, Benochel, Shabayan Lashon. You know, the woman has makeup, she wants it to stay on. She doesn't want it, it's not Machmid. Okay, so that she actually wants it there. Anyway, how do we pass it? Look in 57. Shulchan Aruch says, "Tzipches kol shabayin eno chotzeitz v'shichutlayin chotzeitz yivhaisa poseches v'otzemes." That's like the very first parish in Rashi, and not like the Raivin, not like the other saying it has to do with tearing, rather opening and closing. Einah tadir, not when you're in the water, not the way the Bachan is to the Rambam. Okay, rather normally. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says. Kochel shav ayin is not chotzeitz, and outside the eye it is chotzeitz, but if she blinks a lot, so then it's not chotzeitz outside the eye either, like the first parish in Rashi. So rules the Shavara. And the Taz explains, it's not your base, that this is parish shemin hoga kach, that's her natural behavior. Okay, it's not talking about, v'chein mashar tour. She calls the tongue of the hand of shalom b'kavona, but she normally blinks. And the tour say, but the Rambam means that b'shal satvila and so on, so we have that whole discussion. And they're on the base Yosef. Finally, the Shach and the Bahag quote a case which we'll have to go into in greater detail at a different time. The Shach is in Sukkot. The Yadalad quotes a Bahag. Okay, sometimes women have to put these things in their eye. Chilas Einayim is not for makeup purposes, but for the eye purpose, seeing, medicinal purposes, or drops or something that helps. It's medically required. Damar shel kocha in lerufua harizu chotzes. Okay, and that's what the Sidri Tara also quotes that Bahag. They quote regarding case of refuah. I have to talk about when a woman has stuff inside for refuah purposes. Okay, again, our nub, we don't. Again, we don't do, we our meaning is that we remove all kinds of makeup, because of these problems. As far as refuah purposes, that's what I'm talking about a different time. Okay? All right, so we'll stop over here. We got through this. That takes us through Sif, Ches, right? That takes us through Sif Ches and continuing to Shem next time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.